Now, women in the military will be serving in combat. The Pentagon has lifted its ban on putting women in that role. And Ward Carroll, who's editor of military.com, is with us this morning. Ward, good morning. Good to have you with us. Be careful on the roads, my friend. And tell us, what impact do you think this will have on the U.S. military?
Well, I think the net impact, Mike and Bruce, is it's going to open up, about 230,000 jobs to women, roles that had been closed to them before. So the overall impact over time is going to be career opportunities for females in the military.
Which, of course, will be fantastic. But if you talk to women in the military, as of course you do, they'll tell you, hey, listen, for years we've been in jobs that are attached to combat units, and we've been right there on the front lines all along.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, we've had a number of high-profile cases, including Tammy Duckworth, where that was made very clear, either through heroic actions or, in some cases, folks were killed or wounded. And we've lost 150 female warriors since 9/11, and over 300,000 have served since 9/11. So, yes, the way this war has fought, this asymmetric warfare that we've been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, has made the notion of combat different and a front line, per se, sort of mood. So, yeah, that's true. But this means that, you know, eventually you could have female special forces, Green Beret, you could have Delta Force SEALs, they can be infantry, platoon leaders, all that sort of thing. So that's new. And it's going to take some time for that to play out, but that's sort of what is groundbreaking here.
Now, tell us what impact this could have on leadership positions, ultimately, for women in the military.
Well, they could be eventually the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. You know, I mean, before, four-star rank in the line positions, you know, the ones that are the fundamental positions like infantry, were closed to women because they didn't have the combat experience, they didn't have the training experience. So now that goes away, and you know, there's no limit, there's no glass ceiling in theory to women in the military.
Leon Panetta expected to make the official announcement today. Ward, thanks so much for coming on this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Always a pleasure.
And be careful where you're going today. Roads are rough. Ward Carroll, editor of military.com.